last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now in a moment we'll be joined by John Brady, the Sinn Féin TD and Cathaoirleach of the Committee of Public Accounts. But first, Daniel McConnell, editor at the Business Post. The Office of Public Works is supposed to be expert at property management. So how could it have paid about 20 million euro to lease two buildings that then remained unoccupied for a significant period of time afterwards?
Yeah, so these are details, Matt, that have come out in the latest Controller and Auditor General report. He is the state's essentially auditor. And essentially, it's his job, Seamus McCarthy, to go through the accounts of all and each government department and agency and produce a report. And obviously, every year, he produces a report which highlights individual cases, you know, from government departments. I will say, in terms of the Office of Public Works, they're perennial offenders in this category. We've heard this type of story happen time and time again, where there's essentially leased very expensive property and offices, you know, for civil servants and public servants, but for various reasons, between delays, planning delays, kit outs, etc., like that, offices have gone for substantial periods of time unoccupied, and that's the situation here. So we're talking about there was a property in the Distilleries building in Dublin 7 which was allocated, but it remains currently occupied.
And the rent unoccupied.
Was unoccupied. 10 million euro, essentially, you know, for a place to lie idle.
Sorry, hold on. It's worse than that, Danny, because the lease commenced in July 2022.
Yeah.
Right? They're paying rent. They've paid rent 12 million so far. And the lease, apparently the building is ready for occupation or was ready for occupation in recent weeks. How does it take nearly 3 years between taking on a building and having it ready for occupation?
Because the system is incredibly slow, Matt, and those many people within the system will complain about how slow it is, between various spending codes that have to be ticked off, between the overly bureaucratic nature of getting things approved, and when you've got maybe several state agencies or departments involved with either a funding approval or with various staging approvals, it can just take forever. And you've got to remember, Matt, that the system is incredibly risk averse, and you know, if the option is to either go fast and take a risk or slow things down and, you know, kind of kick it up for a decision at a higher level, it's always the latter option. You know, the system doesn't reward itself for being kind of, or for showing initiative and trying to get things done. The people who end up paying are the taxpayer, because we, you know, there's waste as identified in the CNAG's report. And also as well, there's huge delays in terms of the intended use for these departments and offices. And the other, I suppose, big difficulty is, Matt, these are offices that could have gone to private companies and could have been used. Essentially, they're essentially lying idle for long periods of time.
And tell us about the Garda Síochána and the May 2024 UEFA Europa League final in Dublin.
Yeah, so obviously there was the scale of the match involved. This was the UEFA Europa League final that happened at the Aviva Stadium. We know, according to the report, that the Garda Síochána had booked 727 rooms with a potential occupancy of 1,454 members for that night. But what was clear is that the Gardaí ultimately ended up paying €248,500 on rooms that were never used because they were essentially surplus to requirement. They did cancel 246 of those 727 rooms, and it was charged €91,000 by six of the 11 hotels affected. However, there were still a number of rooms that essentially went unused. And what we're basically saying, the Controller and Auditor General said there was an average of 315 beds unused each night at a cost of €145,000. Some Gardaís were assigned two rooms in the same hotel. There was, like, basically, it was really sloppy. And ultimately, the CNAG concluded that this level of waste was not, to put it mildly, representing good value for money.
John Brady of Sinn Féin, what are we to make of this?
Well, look, it's quite damning. And unfortunately, every year, the Controller and Auditor General lays bare the same grim truth, Matt. Vast sums of public money, millions, and being squandered through what can only be described as incompetence, delays, non-compliance. And the numbers are quite shocking. And I'm sure your listeners are sitting there trying to quantify this, when millions are being squandered and people are at the pin of their collar trying to, I suppose, keep lights on on in their own homes, when we look at overcrowding in hospitals, when we look at homeless figures. But, you know, the numbers are quite shocking. But worse still, Matt, is the lack of accountability, because year after year, reports highlight this complete wastage. And it has to be said, we don't suffer from a shortage of reports. What we suffer from is a shortage of consequences, because we'll continue to see reports such as this from the Controller and Auditor General, 27 chapters highlighting huge levels of incompetence, of wastage of taxpayers' money, and nobody is ultimately held to account for this complete inefficiency. And it has to be said, it's a culture of waste which is at the core of it all, Matt.
Do you blame politicians and ministers for this, or is this actually a cultural, institutional thing amongst civil servants that needs to be addressed?
Yeah, well, look, I think when I speak about culture, cultures can only change when those at the top decide that it must, and it has to be said in Ireland, you know, ultimately that has to lie with the government. And yet successive administrations have not only failed to change the culture of waste that is endemic, has to be said, across the public sector, they've actually entrenched it by turning a blind eye to procurement breaches, tolerating endless cost overruns, allowing public bodies to carry on without consequences. And, you know,
But how would you deal with it if you were in government, John? If you actually had power, would you actually start firing people if you saw? Because Danny has already pointed out they seem to be afraid to make a decision, and that then means that costs mount up. So would there not be a case of that if people were afraid of getting fired, they might make no decisions at all?
Well, look, I mean, we have to have a look at the, for example, the bicycle shed in the Oireachtas, 365,000. Another report carried out looking at what actually happened there, costing, you know, several, you know, thousand euro to complete that as well.
Yeah, but to address the question I put to you, I mean, what would you do differently? How would you hold people responsible?
Well, look, I mean, the line person with ultimate responsibility is the minister. And, you know, that the ministers right across the board are not taking responsibility.
Okay, but hang on, is that then suggesting that you'd end up firing ministers, but that the civil service would continue going on as it does because they know that they wouldn't lose their jobs? It's only the minister who loses the job irrespective of what they do beneath them.
Well, there's senior civil servants, whether they're accounting officers that obviously have to sign off on accounts and present them. They are, I suppose, the people with line responsibility. But ultimately, it comes back to governments, it comes back to ministers to ensure that the people working under them who are getting well paid to carry out their jobs are doing it efficiently and effectively, ensuring that every penny of taxpayers' money is fully accounted for and not being wasted. And unfortunately, what we see here is year on year, report after report, whether it's, you know, overspending, whether it's complete lack of due diligence, for example, with IPAS expenditure, €1 billion spent last year on IPAS accommodation, and huge levels of incompetence, substandard accommodation, overpayment of VAT by the department, €6 million in one example by one provider of IPAS accommodation.
Indeed.
He overcharged the department €7.5 million euro. Matt, only 1.5 million of that has been recouped. What is the Minister for Justice doing in that regard? What is the government doing to ensure that those who are, you know, whether it's accidentally, whether it's intentionally, but where is the accountability?
But John, also, next week we'll have the budget, and I know that all of the opposition parties will start demanding that the state spends even more money. You know, if we're not getting value for the money that has been spent and much of it has been wasted, why would you expect anything to be better if the state spends even more money?
Well, look, I mean, we have due process in place. The Controller and Auditor General carries out annual reports. It audits 45...
And we still get reports of enormous waste year after year. So the question I'm putting to you is, how would you actually be confident that spending even more money by the state would get any better result given what we've seen to date?
Well, look, and this is the difficulty, because under this current government, Matt, I don't think we are going to get the efficiencies, because their track record is one of complete lack of oversight, lack of accountability. And unless there's...
And they're still going to be in power for the next 4 years, John, and you would be proposing next week to spend more money by the state.
More money... But there needs to become a higher level of accountability, transparency, and ensure that responsibility, those who are responsible for the wastage of public money, of hard-earned taxpayers' money, is fully accounted for, and every penny of it is spent.
So would you fire public servants who have been found to have not done their job properly?
Well, look, I think ultimately, Matt, it's the line minister that has to be held responsible. They are ultimately responsible for everything that goes on within their portfolio. So, you know, I think the book has to stop there. It's ultimately...
And leave everybody else off, who will just continue to do as they do, because they'll just see that whoever is the minister will end up paying for it.
I speak about the culture that has allowed this to continue for decades. And that's been allowed to happen under a culture of a failure, an inability, or not wanting to change that. And until we change that culture at the very top, unfortunately, we're going to see this rot continue.
All right, John Brady, Sinn Féin, Chair of the Committee of Public Accounts, and Daniel McConnell, Editor of the Business Post, thank you.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.